Welcome back. Great to have your company wherever you might be listening. We'll head back to your calls very shortly, but I've been lucky enough to be joined by Australian opener Joe Burns, who's jumped on the line to talk some cricket with me. Joe, welcome to the program. Great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
Really weird times we're in right now. When you get given a contract to continue to go about your work, you're normally pretty happy in these times. You must have been happy to get your Cricket Australia contract.
Yeah, I guess it is a nice reward for the success we had as individuals and as a team last summer. So, I guess as a player, it doesn't really change anything going forward. You just keep training and preparing for the next match that's coming up, whenever that might be. As I keep telling everyone, it's always a nice reward when anyone puts a contract in front of you.
And how do you find yourself prepping for the coming summer right now? Well, you're in Queensland, is that correct? So you're getting ready, with getting some sessions in, or have you not had the bat in hand as much as you would like?
Yeah, I think, first of all, this is it was meant to be our off-season or time away from the game anyway. So I was meant to be in LA at the moment on holidays. But I found myself stuck in the gym I've put together in my garage. I've been able to get outdoors a little bit and do some running. So it's just about preparing for next summer. I think it's pretty reasonable to assume that we will be playing cricket at some point during the summer next season. So just using this time away from the game to get as fit as possible, because once we do start playing, looking at the calendar, it's going to be non-stop.
So when was the last time you faced a real delivery? I presume you haven't gone to the stage of, hanging a cricket ball in a stocking off your garage roof rafters just to get some ball on bat feel. But when was the last time you actually faced some real balls in a net?
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago our season finished. But I think during this time, like I said, because it was going to be our off-season, I think this was the time that guys were hoping to not pick up a cricket bat anyway. So
okay.
We haven't really missed Allen too much. We start back with our states in the coming weeks. So it's basically a full pre-season as planned, from what I've gathered. I know there's some uncertainty about when we can play again, but I know all the players are looking forward to getting into the full-time training on top of the work that we've already been doing.
Does it take you long to get your eye back in?
I think that the benefit of experience, it doesn't take as long as what it used to. And as you get older, you probably try and keep it more and more simple. So, I'm really looking forward to getting back into the nets and getting stuck into the batting again, and probably more than anything, just getting a bit of routine again. It's a pretty crazy world at the moment, so to wake up and know that there's a net session at 10 a.m, that's going to be pretty exciting stuff.
In a normal world, if there was no coronavirus, would you be in the UK right now?
No, I was going to use this winter to basically go on holidays and then get my body physically really ready for the international cricket coming up. The next few years looked pretty busy, playing all summer and then winter, so it was a chance to take a break anyway. So the silver lining for this is that as cricket players, we haven't really missed out on too much, other than the fact that a few guys might have had to cancel a few holidays, and the guys playing IPL have missed out on some 2020 cricket. We're not doing too bad, so we're in a really fortunate position compared to some other sports out there.
Yeah, so it's interesting because you were the long break. I just presumed you'd go to LA for a little while and then maybe get back into it. But it sounds like things have changed in your life circumstance to the point that getting some mental downtime is an essential part of your routine, as opposed to, I'm sure in your earlier days, it was how many times can I get my bat in my hand and how many comps can I play in?
Yeah, I think looking back, this winter, to get a bit of a physical base for the years to come, for the next basically 2 years was going to be non-stop. So you look at this winter, you might get 3 or 4 months to really build up your fitness, your strength, your rehab, to rest the body from any niggles that you might have had coming out of the playing phase that we were in. You see a lot of guys kind of use these windows to kind of recharge and reset themselves for another onslaught of cricket to come. And I think what we're going to find as well is that the cricket schedule going forward, because there has been some cricket moved around, it's just going to become more and more condensed as well. So there's going to be more of a need to make sure that physically you're ready for that challenge.
And are you presuming India are coming? Is that what you're preparing for, that they will come as per? And whether there's crowds or not, it's another thing, but you will be playing tests against India?
Yeah, I think it's pretty reasonable to say that we will be playing India this summer. You look at the other winter codes that are starting up over the coming weeks and months. So we're looking forward to, you know, November, December kind of time. So I'm fairly confident saying that we're going to have some really high quality international cricket, and it's a really exciting series. We've just gone to number one in the world rankings. We've overtaken India in that spot, and with the World Test Championship rankings that we've got now as well, the context of this series is going to be huge, and I'm sure it's going to be a really highly anticipated series with a lot of world-class players going at it. I guess the fact that both teams are kind of sitting at home now just training and preparing for next summer means that the cricket's going to be a really high quality. And as a player, I can't wait to get out there and play, and I'm sure the fans are much the same, looking forward to seeing some cricket on TV or getting to the grounds if we can.
And depending on how we go, we get lucky, or maybe, you know, there's other sports that'll be going with crowds at that stage, but the Big Bash could be one of the first major domestic comps with crowds back. It could, if all the Australian cricketers are playing as well, could make this Big Bash season the best yet.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Big Bash will play a huge role in the summer. If it gets rejigged or whatnot to kind of adjust to the market demands of where the fans are at and what we can and can't do, then we'll have to wait and see. But I know that you know, everyone's eyeing the Big Bash to be a huge kind of draw card in the summer. So there's a lot to look forward to next year. I guess we just have to get through the next little period. It's a pretty tough time for not just the sporting world, but obviously globally. So hopefully by the time summer comes around, we're in a position that we can get out and enjoy live sport, good weather of the summer, and it's just really exciting to look forward to.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Joe, great to have a chat to you. I know you've got to go, but really appreciate giving me a couple of minutes of your time. Good luck.
No worries, mate. Anytime.
Joe Burns, Australian opener, preparing for India to come and having his downtime so he can be mentally and physically ready when it does heat up. And let's hope it does heat up. A break. Your calls next.